Hi, Gregory.
Hello.
Hi, sorry, I was in another call. How are you?
Oh, no problem. I'm just returning call like I promised, and we're going to decide to go ahead and give you guys a try.
Excellent. I love that. Let me just get here. Let me just get some information from you, Gregory. What would your last name be?
Last name is spelled S-H-U-E-L-L.
Okay, sure. And an email address from you?
Business or personal?
Whichever is best to reach you at. If business is something that you're always looking into, we could do business.
Either or is fine. I don't even have the business one memorized because we've only had it for several months. So
let's
go with
personal.
My personal desire.
Yeah.
We can always, we can always add the other.
Correct.
So personal is V like Victor.
Mm-hmm.
I, T like Tom.
Mm-hmm.
O, P like Peter.
Mm-hmm.
R, O, and then the number 77 at gmail.com.
Okay, so VitoPro77 at gmail.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you guys are Eastern Standard Time. Okay. So do you guys have a business address for Bella Bathrooms?
A physical address?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be our warehouse. That's 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And the street is North Telegraph.
North Telegraph. Mm-hmm.
And the city is Dearborn, spelled with a D like dog, E-A-R, B like boy, O-R-N.
Mm-hmm. Michigan, is it 48128?
Correct.
Okay. I'll just get that for you. Let me choose your package. Give me 1 second because I need to apply the discount.
Okay.
1 second. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it will be the rate of $2.99 a month with your local SEO, with Facebook ads, and I'm just actualizing or taking away the $200 for that setup fee and leaving it at $99, okay? 1 second. Okay. Gregory, would your billing address would be, is it the same as your business address?
For the credit card I'm going to use?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. The card I'm going to use, no, it would be a different address.
Okay. Can you tell me the address, please?
That one is going to be, because I've got so many different cards, and it's hard to remember which ones are which, but the address I'm going to give you, if it does not go through, then it means it's going to be the other address. So,
if you want, we can try with the first address, and if it doesn't work out, we'll just change it to the one you think it is. You want to do that?
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's better.
Okay, this address we'll try first would be 3319. And the street is Greenfield. Yep, Greenfield.
Mm-hmm.
G-R-E-E-N-F-I-E-L-D.
Okay.
Greenfield Road. And this is a mailbox. So
okay.
I don't think you need the to put the box number. I usually don't have any problem if I don't get it. So
yeah,
the city
no,
is
that's
also the same.
Dearborn.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
City is Dearborn. But this address is 48120.
48120.
I'm sorry, the zip code.
Zip code 48120. Okay. And would that card be a MasterCard, Visa, Discover, or American Express?
Hold on. I'm driving right now. Let me get it out. Mm-hmm. This is Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for those 16 numbers when you are.
4246.
Mm-hmm.
3153.
Mm-hmm.
6162.
Mm-hmm.
2341.
41. Perfect. Your expiration month and year?
0328.
28. And those three digits for the security code?
368.
368. Okay. Perfect, Gregory. Right now, before charging your card, I will set up a security question for you. Because like I said, you guys will have a client interview on Monday if you guys are available. But whenever we call you from our 877 number, which would be our office or our base, they will always ask you a security question, okay? This is for your security, for you to know that it's Local Slash, and I'm setting up that right now. So it can be either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We could go with Detroit.
The city you were born in? Okay.
Correct.
And 1 second here. Okay. Perfect. So that would be like your password, okay? Now, for the system, for it to be able to charge your card, I am going to do a voice verification, okay? So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor and stop me so we can review and clarify. Just say, hey, Vanya, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure that you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sounds good?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Let's start then. Welcome to Local Slash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Slash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Bella Bathrooms, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Gregory Shule, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased disability, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Slash. You will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Slash and not another company. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Slash?
Yes.
Please save our 877 number as Local Slash under your contacts. I will be sending you this through SMS and email. In hiring Local Slash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, November 10th, in the non-refundable amount of $398. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will be automatically renewed each month on the 10th day in the amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to this renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, let me go ahead and get you up and running. Give me 1 second. Okay. Oh, has been declined. AVS mismatch. The address provided does not match the billing address. Okay, so that wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah, let me go back.
Are you ready for the other one?
Give me 1 second. Okay, I'm ready.
18160.
Mm-hmm.
And the street is Mackay. M like Mary, A-C-K-A-Y.
A-Y, uh-huh.
And, yeah, it might come up as Mackay Drive, but it depends. Okay. The city is Macomb. That's spelled with the M-A-C-O-M-B, like boy, Macomb.
Macomb?
Township.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the zip code, 48042.
042. And can you repeat the state? I'm sorry. Is it still Michigan?
Michigan. Yeah, Michigan.
Okay, Michigan. But you mentioned Macomb something. City?
Township.
Township. Okay. Update. Let me try this again. Give me one second. Okay, yeah, this was the correct one. Now you know.
Okay. You know what's weird? Sometimes when I do different things, even online, sometimes it will take the first address I gave you, so I cannot figure
really?
Out. It has to be one or the other. It can't be both, but yeah.
I think it depends on the system you're paying through. Sometimes some systems just take the card information. They don't really mind the address or the name or anything.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That's right. The thing. So it's depending where you're paying or if it's like commerce or if it's a company. I think that's the deal. Yeah. But this one is the correct address. Okay. So whenever you're trying to do the other one and it goes through, it's because they don't mind the address. Okay.
Right.
So Gregory, everything will be under your name. This is a good phone to contact you at, right? I'm just going to do a quick setup for you here. Perfect. And what is the actual services that you want to be found as? Can you just list maybe 5-6 of them?
I'm sorry, the services that what?
That you want to be found as. Remember, I did like a search with bathroom remodel in the area.
Oh, okay.
And you were, I'm just setting up that.
Do we need to do that now? Because that's kind of important, right?
Well, I'll just take maybe 3 or 4. But when you do the client interview and you're sitting down and everything, the programmer will help you out with the rest of them. Right now, I just have something to get this set up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, we could go with, like you say, bathroom remodel.
Mm-hmm.
Would shower remodel be repetitive or would it be
That's great. Uh-huh. Shower remodel.
Also, we do also custom tile work in bathrooms.
Okay.
Should that?
Yes,
of course.
You think
we should put that? Okay.
Yes, we should.
Also, the new business we expanded it to recently is the luxury acrylic bathroom. They call it the wet space for the three walls of the shower. We are doing those conversions as well. So maybe luxury acrylic shower.
And then wet space for shower.
Yes, wet space is good also, yeah.
Yeah, remember you guys will have 15 keywords, okay? So right now to just get you active or activate your account, I just need a couple of them and that would be a problem, okay? So for that client interview, on Monday, let me check the times here. 1 second. Monday. Okay, we can do it. Is it better for you guys during the morning or in the afternoon?
I would say late morning or early afternoon would be best. That way I can get everybody to the warehouse and I'll put it on speaker so they all can hear.
Okay, so we can do 12 maybe, 11 a.m.?
My time 12?
Yeah.
My time 12 is perfect.
Okay, perfect. Let me get that for you. So it would be Monday. It's the 13th at your 12. Perfect. Gregory, are you licensed and insured?
insured license is pending. We hope to have it in a month or two.
Oh, okay. That's great. Pending. Okay, great. You told me you guys are on Facebook, but we're not clear if it's yours or the guys or anything. So right now, what I'm just going to put here is that you will take care of that over the weekend. So on Monday, you have a new Facebook business profile that is under your name, okay, under your personal account. You just need to create a business Facebook profile, and you'll be set up, okay? Even if you just place the name of the company, we'll take care of the rest. Is that okay?
We'll probably have to revisit that on Monday because these things, I don't know how to do it, and I don't know if,
okay,
if my guys know how to do it either.
Okay. It's okay. It's okay. We have a lot of these. I'm going to put that you have one, but it is owned by somebody else. Okay.
We assume, yeah, we don't know for sure 100%.
Assuming. Okay, perfect. And the website, we're still on assuming that he owns that as well, right?
Yeah, assuming until we find out for sure.
BellaBathRemodel.com. Let me get BellaBathRemodel.com. Okay. Okay. So how do you guys take payment? Is it cash, check, card, apps?
Cash, check, and from a loan company that we are affiliated with.
Okay.
The people apply for home own loan, and then we take a draw and then a final payment from that, and that is direct to my bank account.
Okay, perfect. And your specific target areas, you can name me three.
As far as zip codes or cities?
Yeah, whichever you know.
Oh, that's a rough one. We'll travel like up to 75 miles radius,
okay,
from Dearborn, if that helps.
Okay, Dearborn. Radius. Okay. Perfect. And right now, the only thing I need from you to activate the account, give me 1 second, is I'm going to send you a text. You just received like a bunch of texts and a bunch of emails, okay? That's all information that you can look through during the weekend or whenever you want. The most important thing is what I'm sending you right now. It's going to be like a clean text with just a link, okay? This is your written invoice, okay? That's what I was talking about, that you guys would receive everything written down. This is it, okay?
Right.
So at the bottom of that, Gregory, there's two boxes that I need you to check, and then there's this little square that's like orange to sign your name there. It's just for you to certify that you are the owner and that you will be answering to all of our what we need from you. Okay, that's the only thing.
So I should do that now?
If you can, yes, please, because I want to go green and activate everything for you to be good to go on Monday.
Okay, so this would be the last one in the string of text that you sent.
Yeah, the last one is just a link. It's like a https://mylocalsplash.com,
yep.
That one.
Yep, okay, I'm clicking on that now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, mobile phone, I agree to SMS messages, so click that.
Mm-hmm.
I certify authorized holder, click that. And let's see. Do I have to worry about capitals for signing the name?
I don't think so. Just for the name to be correctly written, and then you just press the little.
Okay, I'll do it with the caps just in case.
Just to make sure, yeah.
And then click confirm signature.
Confirm signature, and you'll be taken to a local splash page where it says username and password. We'll take care of that on Monday.
Okay.
Okay, you're there? Perfect. Yep. Okay. Now it's gone green. Perfect. And last thing I need is the hours of operation for Bella Bathrooms, Gregory.
Let's say 8 in the morning till 6 p.m.
Okay, would that be Monday through Friday or through Saturday?
Let's go Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday, and you said 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.?
Correct.
Okay. You're all set up, Gregory. I'm glad that after all of those calls, you guys took the right decision. And welcome to the family. I'm sure you're going to love this, okay? And we will put Tony, we'll put Tony like in the back end now. Okay. Do you have any more questions for me, Gregory?
Yeah, I have one. I have a personal question for you.
Go ahead.
Okay. Like, I'm very good at guessing people's by their voice, their sentence structure, their accent, their name, different things. But I'm kind of stumped on you, so I want you to tell me your ethnic background first. Don't tell me what it is. Just give me a
hint. Okay.
What part of the world? Are you, like, Eastern European? that's my first guess, somewhere Eastern European.
Wow. No, so, I'm actually closer to the United States than you think. Like, right there.
Canada?
The other side?
The other side. Wait.
The bottom side? South side?
South of, so somewhere in Mexico?
Yes, I am Mexican. Like 100% just living in California.
I did not get that at all from your boy, and
really?
I pride myself on this, and you destroyed me now.
Well, I'm glad that I am able to give that vibe.
One of my workers, my installers, Sergio, he's from Jalisco.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
I'm from Baja California, so I'm not that far from home right now. I'm still in the California part. but yeah,
right.
Jalisco is beautiful. Yeah, you got a good one there.
Yeah, he tells me he wants me to visit. He still has family
you
there.
You should. And so, if you drink tequila, that's the way to go. That's where it all comes from.
I myself don't drink. I'm very healthy lifestyle, but I pick up languages very easy. And every time Sergio, when we're on a job, and he gives me, like, most of his guys, they don't speak any English.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So he has to talk to them in Spanish, and then he'll give me like the raised eyebrows, like, were you able to catch part? I said I got a little bit of it. I said, what does this word mean? And I'll remember those words. So I'm not conversational, but the words that I do know,
you understand.
I'll look at the body language and the tone of voice, and I'll make a pretty good educated guess 50% of the time. But, yeah, so.
Well, I've never heard that I sound European. That's great. That gives me.
It was the name, because I've never seen this name associated with Spanish background.
Okay, yeah. Usually, I think in Russia, they spell it with a Y instead of an I. That's
why I went with European, because I did associate this kind of with a Russian-sounding kind of name, and then that's why I went with Eastern European. I was thinking possibly Albanian or Croatian or something like that. But you got me stumped, so you win, you win the prize. For the
Yay. I got you signed up. That's my prize.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. Congratulations.
Well.
You guys are so you're successful in the U.S. That's good. I like to hear stuff like that.
Thank you. We will grow together, Gregory. You will love this program, and I hope that we can just get rid of your thought of whatever happened before, okay?
Yeah, we hope. We hope for the best.
Okay. Well, my colleagues my colleagues will talk to you on Monday, but if you do need anything, you have my extension, and whenever calling the 877 number, you can ask for me if you need anything, okay?
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Perfect, Gregory. Have a great weekend. Welcome to the family.
You too. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.